This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. You, or someone you know, probably takes a prescription medicine. Maybe it's for high cholesterol or high blood pressure or Alzheimer's disease. In all of these cases, the same questions arise. What is the expected benefit and what are the harms? In other words, how well does the drug work? You can look on the web, or if you have a magnifying glass and loads of time, you can read the package insert that comes with the drugs. But nowhere will it tell you the expected magnitude of the benefit. Is this something that has a 3% chance of helping or a 93% chance? And what does benefit even mean? If the drug lowers cholesterol, well, that's great. But what most people worry about is dying of heart disease, not having a high lab value for cholesterol. So what's the chance of preventing a heart attack? Many doctors and pharmacists don't even know the answers. Dr. Stephen Woloshin, a medical professor at Dartmouth University, is an expert on drug policy.
It seems crazy to try to aim to teach people about the critical information they need to know about a drug, but not to tell them how well it works. We know from our work and other people's work that people really want to know how well drugs work. They have questions about it. They also have a lot of unfounded assumptions about benefit. They fill in the blank when they don't know. They assume that drugs work really well. Of course, they often don't.
Finding answers to how well a drug works is possible, but it is not easy, even for a physician like me. The FDA's website has information, but it is impossible to find. So the FDA is now considering giving patients and prescribers a simple one-pager for every prescription drug that will help patients decide if they want to pay for and then take a drug. As they consider this one-pager, the FDA's website provides a mock version, but it still doesn't answer the questions that my patients have. The FDA seems afraid of using numbers. Perhaps they feel the public won't understand them. But numbers are needed to tell the story. The Alzheimer's drug aducanumab offers no more than a 9% chance of clinical benefit and a 24% chance of serious harm. A patient's family must know these numbers to make an informed decision. Dr. Woloshin has spent years studying drug information. He says people need and want data.
People can do complicated stuff like look at numbers, compare two different tables, compare benefits and harms, and weigh the differences and come up with the correct answer.
Without clear information, he says, people often overestimate the benefits of drugs. They don't realize that many drugs have only minor benefits.
I think our job as doctors, FDA's job as regulator, is to make sure that people can make an informed decision, not to just be swayed by marketing efforts.
Drug company marketing has a powerful effect on prescribing, and we know that advertisements tend to overhype the benefits and downplay the harms. These one-page drug summaries have a chance of being a real game changer, but only if they are carefully written, well designed, and tested to make sure that people understand the message. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.